The instructions written in the State Department. Secret plan. Carried to China by a marshal. Instructions which he obeyed. We won't take the time to discuss all of them, but let me discuss, if I may, just two phases of those instructions. Almost unbelievable, except a matter of cold record. Number one, George Catholic Marshall's instructions were to cut off all arms and ammunition to our friends in China unless they would form a partnership with the Chinese communists. Well, so far so good. There might have been a mistake up to that moment. But according to Patrick Hurley, who's the president's ambassador in China, Roosevelt's ambassador, at the same time that Marshall was over there under State Department instructions saying, unless they will form this partnership, take away their arms and ammunition. At the same time, according to Patrick Hurley, the State Department was advising the communists in China that unless they had complete control of that partnership government, they should not enter the partnership. So that neither event, we would lose. Neither event, a long-time foreign policy advocated by both Democrats and Republicans over more than a century, was being reversed without the American people knowing. Well, what happened? Chiang Kai-shek wouldn't fall for it. So in the words of Marshall, he said, as chief of staff, I armed 39 anti-communist divisions. He said, now with a stroke of the pen, I disarmed them. That wasn't enough, of course. The communists of that time were bottled up in two relatively small areas in China. Only 300,000 of them, badly equipped. So if we merely cut off arms and ammunition to our friends, they might still win out in China. Now here's the most inconceivable part of it. Again, all a matter of cold record now. It was to open up Kalgan Mountain Pass in a Russian-held Manchuria, with the end result that the Chinese communists were put in direct contact with the Russians and supplied from the mountains of captured Japanese equipment. So the Chinese Communist Army grew from 300,000 to 2 million men. But still it wasn't enough. On four different occasions, we forced a truce between the Chinese Communists and the Republic of China. Each time, strangely enough, that those truces were forced, our friends were moving ahead. The communists were being shoved backward. And it's of some interest to find that the same Chinese general who negotiated the four truces is the same Chinese general who is negotiating a truce in Korea today. But what happened? The first three times, the communists built up their strength, even as they're building up their strength in Korea today. Then they broke the truce agreement, started the war all over again, started to lose, and new truce was forced sides by us. Until the fourth time, after the fourth truce, then when the communists broke the truce, they started to win that war in China, and we said, now we'll wash our hands of this matter.